My name's Ken, and this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to start right in with some Jeremy Pelt. Jeremy Pelt from his album Men of Honor. And that's a great group. And that group that you just heard right now is going to be appearing at Firehouse 12 on Friday, maybe April 1st, but it's a week this coming Friday coming up. Jeremy Pelt, we heard something from his album called Men of Honor. I believe Jeremy Pelt just released a brand new CD, but this is the most recent one we have. And it is just about the same group that's going to be appearing over at Firehouse 12. You can get more information about the performance by going to www.firehouse12.com. Great venue in New Haven, a recording studio by day, and they kind of just set up some folding chairs at night, and it becomes a very hip jazz venue. So we heard a track called Milo Hayward, and that features Dwayne Berno on bass, Danny Grissett on piano, Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, of course, Gerald Cleaver doing a killing drum on that one, and J.D. Allen, one of my favorite tenor saxophone players, graces this album as well. And speaking of Firehouse 12, last night, Claire and I had the pleasure of heading down to New Haven, going to the Donnie McCaslin show that was there. And man, that was cooking. Donnie McCaslin, a very fine tenor sax player and composer, and really put on a good show. From his latest album called Perpetual Motion, we're going to hear the title track from that one. Thank you. Wow. That was incredible. Very, very spacey. Man. That was Donnie McCaslin. Both those two tracks about, let's see, we heard one track that was 12 minutes and another one that was 9 minutes. So over 21 minutes worth of music. Nonstop. And all Donnie McCaslin from his brand new album called Perpetual Motion. And that features Donnie McCaslin on tenor sax, Adam Benjamin on Fender Rhodes and piano, Tim Lefevre on bass, Antonio Sanchez on drums, Yuri Kane also playing piano and Fender Rhodes. And yeah, really enjoyed that one, man. Last night, Donnie McCaslin played that track. The last one you heard was called Firefly. But he played it completely different than that. It was basically an acoustic ballad with just some gorgeous, gorgeous acoustic piano playing by Yuri Kane over at Firehouse 12 in New Haven last night. But this was a very different rendition, and I dug that as well. We heard two tracks, as I mentioned. The first one called Perpetual Motion, the title track from the album. And that one was followed by Firefly, Donnie McCaslin. I definitely did not know that much about that player until last night, and really opened my eyes to a great tenor sax player. All right, time now is 6:32 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, and it's an abbreviated show tonight as we have UConn basketball coming up next as UConn enters into the Elite Eight of the NCAAs. So they'll be taking over the airwaves at 7 o'clock tonight. But we got a little less than a half hour to go of jazz music. And this is Radiothon, and we're asking for your support. WHUS, a fine listener-supported radio station, community and university radio station. And as I mentioned, you heard over 20 minutes of uninterrupted music by one fine artist. And you don't hear that very much elsewhere on the dial. You'll definitely hear it only on that left-hand side of the dial where you've got community and public radio broadcasting. And this type of radio station is truly a gem on the airwaves. I'd like to take a minute to talk to you about WHUS's Radiothon. WHUS FM is the broadcast home of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And without this great listener-supported radio station, this show and podcast would not be possible. Several times throughout the year, I must reapply to keep this show on the station's schedule. One of the ways that WHUS management measures listener support for jazz programming is from the results of this show's Radiothon drive. Your support helps to keep this show and podcast on the air. This year, with funding and budgets being scrutinized as never before, your support is especially needed. In return for your donation of $15 or more, you will be able to download a special recording by composer and pianist Noah Behrman. Know Thyself is an epic composition of over 1 hour in length, funded by a Chamber Music America's New Works grant program. This extended suite in 13 movements draws inspiration from other extended works ranging from Beethoven's Fifth, to Mingus's The Black Saint and the Sinner Lady, to The Who's Quadrophenia. You can find out more about Noah Behrman's Know Thyself, and you can make your donation to the WHUS Radiothon by coming to my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. While $15 will get you this great recording, please consider supporting this show with an even larger donation if you are able to. So please, show your support for WHUS, jazz programming, and this podcast. Thanks in advance for your support. And I want to get back to some music. So I want to play something from an interesting album called Disney Jazz, Volume 1, Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. And Kurt Rosenwinkel put something together for that album. And I think it's a song from Mary Poppins, and it's called Feed the Birds. This is Kurt Rosenwinkel. All right. Yes, that was Michael Feinberg, a brand new artist hitting the jazz scene with his first album, a self-produced album called With My Hands. And we heard a track called The Hard Stuff. All right. And let's get the personnel on that one. That features Michael Feinberg, a young, I believe he's only like 24 years old, on bass. Michael Feinberg, composer and bass player. Leading that one. Alex Wintz playing a really interesting guitar on that one. Julian Shore on piano and keyboards. Goodwin Lewis on alto sax. And friend of WHUS, Noah Preminger on tenor saxophone. And Daniel Platzman doing a great job there on the drums. So that is Michael Feinberg. You'll be hearing more from this album because I really dig it. And he's going to be making some appearances in the area, I think in the Boston area, coming up in a week or two. So I'll be talking more about Michael Feinberg in the next few weeks. Before that, you heard from, from Kurt Rosenwinkel from a very interesting album called Disney Jazz, Volume 1, Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. And that was Feed the Birds, which is from Mary Poppins. So Kurt Rosenwinkel, of course, a really great guitarist. All right, let's see, 6:50 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, and it is Radiothon, so I want to make a pitch for some support for this great radio station. I'm going to continue on. Coming up Monday, that's day after tomorrow, at Black Eyed Sally's, Craig Hartley, one of our favorite local piano players, is going to be here with a trio. Quite a few years ago, actually, he did this album of solo piano remixes the Beatles. So I wanted to play that. We're going to hear from that, Julia. Thank you. All right, that was Craig Hartley. As I mentioned, he'll be over at Black Eyed Sally's, Monday night at 8 o'clock is when the festivities begin over at Black Eyed Sally's. He's going to have a trio with him. He is a really, really fine pianist. Again, a friend of this show, has been here and been on air with me a couple times, so we definitely enjoy Craig Hartley. All right, in the background, Arthur Blythe from the album Focus, and this is Night Song. Coming up next, UConn Sports with NCAA basketball. It's the Elite Eight, isn't it? Yeah? Elite Eight, I do believe so. So go UConn Huskies. Good night, folks.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.